We have two cats at home, Lady and Captain. They have a habit of being places they don't belong. Lady feels free to sleep on a pull-out couch that my in-laws sometimes use, but my mother-in-law is allergic to cats. We don't think Lady belongs on that couch. She knows that, but she disagrees. Captain, for his part, feels free to jump on the counter to eat our food if we leave the room. We don't think he belongs on the counter. He knows that, but he disagrees. Our theme this month, as you may know, is belonging. And looking around the room, you may have noticed a variety of species gathered here today. And you could be forgiven for wondering, do animals belong in a church? The answer is obviously yes, animals do belong in church. In case anyone has forgotten, human beings are domesticated primates. We're basically relatively hairless great apes. Ours is a religion that believes that science is real. And considering another angle on belonging, we might ask ourselves, do our animals belong to us? Well, sure, on one level, from the standpoint of the legal system, our pets are regarded as possessions, personal property, as if they were inanimate objects. But having a look around or a listen in this room today, I would say the reality is quite the opposite. These creatures seem very lively indeed. And even if we technically own the animals, if you've ever come too close to a person guarded by a dog, there can be little doubt that the pet takes a possessory interest in the human. And not only that, our cats train us to feed them, scoop their poop, and generally do their capricious bidding and then completely ignore us. So we've ended up in this symbiotic relationship. They are our animals and we are their people.